South Sudan is hosting the 15th Inter-University Council meeting for East Africa with hundreds of members of academia, university vice-chancellor and foreign partners conveying in Juba. Hussein Abdulbaghi, South Sudan Vice President of Service Cluster, says the ability of students and scholarships to travel among East African universities is in line with the East African Treaty to Harmonize Education System across the region. Abdulbaghi says East Africa lacks enough high-quality education programs.
These initiatives have led to the establishment of new institutions, expansion of existing ones, and the development of new programs, including devising new modes of delivery of academic programs.
At this meeting, the inter-university group signed a partnership agreement with South Korea's Kyongdong University and initiated the East Africa Community Students' Scholarships to help students study in member countries. James Hotmai, South Sudan Minister of Labor and the Acting Minister of Higher Education, urges the Council and its partners to assess the curriculum and quality of technical education.
And you have a time to sit down and try to see our curriculum. We have neglected technical school ticket. All of us here, not all of us, but most of us were colonies of British. Very long time ago, most of our schools were technical. But when we gained our independence, we turned those schools into academic schools, neglecting Tibet. Tibet is everything. I want you to really to reconsider our curriculum. See, because government cannot give job to thousands of children that they are getting every year.
Malwala Tem attends the University of Juba and says a student faces difficulties applying for scholarships.
I really like this program, and I appreciate Inter-University Council for East Africa for coming up with this student mobility scholarship. So it is really good. We understand that we students really face a lot of challenges when it comes to acquiring knowledge and skills. It's really very hard. At some point, you don't get what you really expected at the end of the day. But at least this one will make us explore beyond within your country, but beyond other countries, and learn more practical skills.
Professor Gaspar Bayankembona, the executive director for the Inter-University Council, says the scholarship program is intended to ease the movement of students in the region. He says the council will expose countries to different educational systems within the region.
As Inter-University Council for East Africa, we are managing 5 scholarship programs. But believe me, all those 5 scholarship programs are project-funded or donor-funded. So they are limited in time. So we came to understand that through those scholarships, we are exposing countries to a different education system. If like a country like Burundi, for example, receive a student from South Sudan, then they will deal with his qualification. And once they manage to clear him and he get an opportunity to study there, then the country knows the system, the education system of South Sudan, and it is opening up for other students that will come a bit late.
The theme for this year's 15th Inter-University Council for East Africa Conference is innovative leadership and governance approaches in higher education. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.